President Obama wants to end an old argument about oil and gas drilling in the United States by restarting an old argument over remote lands in Alaska.
Alaska's National Wildlife Refuge is an incredible place. Pristine, undisturbed. It supports caribou and polar bears, all manner of marine life, countless species of birds and fish. And for centuries, it supported many Alaska Native communities. But it's very fragile. And that's why I'm very proud that my Department of Interior has put forward a comprehensive plan to make sure that we're protecting the refuge and that we're designating new areas, including coastal plains, for preservation.
So the president taking to YouTube over the weekend with an address to the nation with his plans to ask Congress to designate 12 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska as wilderness. Such a designation would mean the land couldn't ever be developed for the production of oil and gas. Alaskan Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski called even the suggestion from the president an attack on national sovereignty.
And I find it infuriating that this administration would expend resources to try to move this towards an approval that it knows the Congress is going to reject.
We will drill here and drill now, and now is when you chant, drill, baby, drill. Yes.
Ah, yes, Sarah Palin, the voice there. We supply that echo of the drill, baby, drill chants from the 2008 campaign. With us is Kyle Hopkins, reporter for KTUU-TV in Anchorage. Kyle, welcome.
Good to talk to you.
So is this asking of the Congress to designate the wilderness area as wilderness and therefore off limits to oil and gas? Is this an old argument? Is there something fundamentally new here? Does the president believe he can actually get this?
We don't know what he believes, but our delegation certainly thinks it's dead on arrival with Congress.
The idea that Senator Murkowski said that this was an attack on sovereignty. Now, the president can't unilaterally designate this wilderness. It requires congressional approval.
And that's what Senator Murkowski, who we just heard, that's what she said is not going to happen. And that the proposal, that this proposal, the part about designating wilderness in ANWR is probably dead on arrival.
So ANWR is, of course, the designation of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. That's the acronym there. Is it possible that this would be a trade-off for a positive vote on the Keystone Pipeline, that Alaska would be forced to accept this wilderness area as some sort of quid pro quo here, and that the president is preparing the ground for something like that?
It hasn't been part of the conversation yesterday, which is when all Alaskans woke up to the news. I think there was a lot more attention paid in our state to some of the other pending decisions that might be coming from the Obama administration that are also related to oil and gas development in the Arctic or on the North Slope. There are some development plans that need to be approved by the federal government that those might be rejected. And there are lease sales in the Arctic Ocean that if this is the administration's stance or kind of shot across the bow about development of the Arctic, that it could signal that other more immediate development is at risk.
Although with prices this low, it's not as though, you know, the big oil companies are jumping in to put their drills down in the ice around the Arctic.
The development is a slow-moving process. So the crash in oil prices, which is it's a major problem for Alaska in the near future. Our state runs on oil money. That's what pays the bills. Almost 90% of every dollar that our state spends on government, it comes from oil revenue. And when the oil prices crashed, you know, just like places like Russia, it really hurt Alaska's ability to spend money. But that development takes a long time, and I don't think we'll see any changes in the near future.
Kyle Hopkins, reporter for KTUU Television in Anchorage, Alaska. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.